chance of rain with a high at 69. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 57 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with New York Giants legend and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller and his son, four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And knocked down again. It was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Honestly, probably should have been three throwaways. That last one in the fourth quarter on a bootleg was pretty dangerous. But it's just, you know, repetition, reps, you know, just experience, right? Like, I remember the first game, probably could have done that a lot more, you know what I mean? And then the second game, just more experience, more time, scenarios, right, different situations. It just all adds up, right? All adds up in the memory bank. Knew last week that, you know, they had some guys on the rushers, some very good up front. Same thing this week, right? Like, guys are coming off the edge, you know, very quick. And, you know, my job is to get the ball out quickly, right? So, you know, got to stay at negative plays and just, you know, just experience every week. It's just reps in the memory bank and just got to keep going.
How do you avoid a letdown against a team like South Carolina who hasn't had the season that they'd hoped for?
Well, first off, right, like, you know, they're a really, really good team. Like, I don't think their record shows how really good they are, right? They've lost, like, close games, right? Like, two, you know, one possession games that if one, you know, one turnover goes a certain type of way, right, they probably win. So, you know, I wouldn't say they're, you know, a bad team at all or anything like that, right? Like, you know, it's homecoming, it's a hostile environment. Any team in the SEC is a good team, and we need to make sure that we need to go take care of business, right? Because, you know, Lenoris is a good player, that offense. Dylan Stewart's a very good player, right? Like, they got a good team, and it's at their place in the SEC. Like, any game in the SEC is going to be hard, so we need to make sure that, you know, we're locked in and be on our P's and Q's, because, you know, they can, you know, easily come in, go in there and beat us down. So,
but you guys are human beings. Like, obviously, you know, you just beat four ranked teams, and this isn't a ranked team. What steps can you take to make sure that no one does overlook this team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we think about, you know, the first week, right, and, you know, how, you know, upset we were after that week, and then how intentional we were after Georgia and how that felt, right? Like, why can't we make every week, you know, like that? You know what I mean? Like, you know, people need to understand that every game that we play is going to be somebody's championship game. You know what I mean? So, you know, even since it's in the SEC, right, like, every SEC team has players just like us. Like, these, you know, like I said earlier, like, they have, you know, two really, really good players and many more after that, and a couple players who played here. You know what I mean? So, like, this isn't no cupcake walk by any means. Like, you know, we need to we're game planning. You know, we need to work around guys and just, you know, understand that, like, we need to, you know, go in there like we have every other week, right? Like, it's just a one and all mindset, try to win the day.
What do you admire about Lenoris Sellers as a quarterback? Going up against him, but
yeah, no, I know Lenoris pretty well. You know, from the Manning Passing Academy, of course. You know, being an SEC quarterback, one, just how versatile he is, right? Like, not only can he throw, you know, down the field, but he can also run and make plays. Two, you know, he's bigger than what guys give him credit for, right? Like, I guarantee, you know, he's pretty stout. Not in a bad way, you know. I hope he doesn't take it the bad way. But, no, he's a really good player, man. And just being able to, you know, see the things that he's done last year and this year, like, really, really impressed with him. And impressed with him as a human as well. Like, hung out with him a lot at the Manning Passing Academy. Really, really enjoyed him. And really excited for his future.
What are some of the keys in dealing with South Carolina's head coaches, including Dylan Stewart, who you talked about recently?
Yeah, right. So, you know, guys are long, physical, fast. you know, one, right, it's my job to get the ball out quickly, so I need to understand, you know, where they are at all times. And then two, just, you know, understand, right, like I have to move up in the pocket and just know, like I said, where those guys are at all times, right? Like, you know, what the down and distance is, what their type, you know, rushing is on, you know, second long or third long, or how they play on first down, just stuff like that, you know what I mean? So, you know, they're really, really good players. All their front, their seven, their back end, you know, is long and physical. So, you know, we need to come out and we need to be, you know, ready to go.
Ty, kind of help us on what it takes to, I guess, concoct a first play script. Kind of curious about what that conversation looks like over the course of a week leading up to a Saturday on your end.
Yeah, so, you know, one, it goes to what we do well, right? You know, what we have done well throughout the week, how we, you know, understand everything, right? Two, it goes to what they do, right? You know, how do they come out, you know, on their first drives? How do they, you know, do everything when it comes to, you know, their personnel? And then three, it's what, you know, the players are comfortable with, right? So, you know, I give him, you know, my 2 cents. He gives me his 2 cents. He has the final word. But, you know, I really appreciate him and Coach Sheridan, Mitch Dolan, and even Coach DeBoer. And Tyler Hughes and all those guys, from just like a comfortable standpoint of, you know, having me have a say as well, like, hey, you know, this is how I see it, this is what I'm comfortable with, maybe, you know, let's do it this way or any type of way, or this is my favorite play, you know what I mean? So, you know, just us all being on the same page, huge, and then them telling me, like, hey, you know, this is why we're thinking this. It's been awesome, and those guys have helped me and my development, you know, in a long way, and so I can't thank
Specifically with Coach Webb, like, how have those conversations helped, I guess, grow the trust and bond that you guys have?
Yeah, so, you know, personally, right, like, I think, you know, I'm very inquisitive, and, you know, I want to understand, like, the reason why, right? Like, I feel like if I understand the reason, the play, and why we're doing things, I have a better grasp of, you know, making things right, you know what I mean? Like, hey, here's the reason, here's the intent of the play, here's the reason, you know, we're running the play, and here's what hurts the play, right? So, in those type of scenarios, if something had happened to where it wasn't the look that we were looking for, or it was the look to where we're looking for, this is my read, this is, you know, me and my disciplinary actions and just things like that. And I think that's helped us as an offense understanding, like, okay, you know, I need to get him in the position to block this guy, or, hey, I need to make sure this protection is going this way, or, you know, hey, I need to snap when the motion's like, it's just stuff like that.
What have you seen from, you mentioned earlier, the guys that transferred from here that are now contributing in South Carolina's defense, Justin and those guys?
Yeah, so, you know, J.O., of course, you know, he's a starting linebacker there, like, you know, long, physical, can run, you know, comes down, head on hits. I remember him here, just, you know, really, really good player, really physical, really smart, you know, really proud of where he's come. Sean Murphy's there, who was actually in my class, went to Florida State, went there. You know, I remember him in my class, right, just how physical he is, right, and he can really run. So, you know, he comes downhill and he will hit you hard, and he'll fill in the gap pretty well. And then, you know, Montel Goodwine, who is a D lineman there, who, you know, he's very physical and then, you know, uses his hands really well, right? Always, you know, it's hard to get, you know, get blocked because he gets off blocks so well. You know, two gaps pretty good. Just, you know, those are all three really, really good players, right? Then you add, you know, Dylan Stewart, you know, the D tackle from Texas A&M, Brownlow Diddy, and then, you know, their back end, who are guys are returning, right? Like, they got a very, you know, very, like, older roster. So, you know, those guys are, you know, going to be ready to play, and, you know, they're really, really good players. So we need to make sure that we're locked in and ready to go.
Do you think that 2024 Ty Simpson could have played as well as you played this year had you been given that chance?
I mean, you know, who knows, right? I feel like that's such a big hypothetical question, you know what I mean? You know, do I feel like I'm the same player? But I feel like that I have the same ability, you know what I mean? So, you know, who knows? It didn't happen. But, you know, I'm glad that God's put me here.
How are you different?
You know, more mature, you know, understand things better, you know, just letting the game come to me, not trying to do too much, just having fun, you know what I mean? I felt like a lot of times in my years past, I just, you know, it almost felt like I was here and not enjoying it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just kind of miserable walking into the building, not knowing what I'm going to get into, not knowing how it's going to, you know, how it's going to go today, instead of just embracing it and, you know, understanding my role. And understanding that, you know, God's blessed me to be at the, you know, best university in the world, you know, with the best team, with the best coaches. So,
last question.
And kind of piggybacking on what Chase just said, how do you block out now this positive noise that everybody's praising Tyson?
Yeah, I just want to win. Period, point blank. You know, whatever it takes for, you know, to share those 3 to 5 minutes in the locker room like I had after, you know, last week, that's all I care about, man. And I will make sure that, you know, I do everything I can to prepare. You know, we say in the quarterback room, you know, prepare like you've never won, perform like you've never lost.
Options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. We just got done listening to Ty Simpson. He spoke to the media a couple of days ago, but we went ahead and rolled that out to kick things off. I'm trying to get some of these clips and conferences out the way. That way we can have plenty of time to talk. Because what happens is we start diving into a conversation. We get a lot of feedback, messages, calls, which is good. We want that. But then we always end up putting those things on the burner. So kind of like just throwing them in there where we can. So good to hear from Ty Simpson. He spoke very highly of South Carolina, right? Definitely, you can tell he's a Saban disciple. You can clearly feel it. You can hear it every time that he speaks, man. He's always giving a lot of high praise. And to be fair, I mean, right, there's a lot of things that you can praise about South Carolina. Don't get me wrong, but it's just funny, you know, hearing him talk. I mean, always pumping everybody up and deflecting all the praise to everyone else, man. He's definitely one of Saban's guys. But that being said, he talked a little bit about their defense, some of the guys up front, talked about the guys that actually came from Alabama, guys that he's familiar with, a couple of them coming from the same recruiting class. So definitely some relationships there and just overall kind of previewing that matchup. So we'll definitely continue to do that on today's show. We talked a lot. Well, I think it was a lot about the offense yesterday of South Carolina. And so maybe we'll take more of a look at their defense. We got some tape that we can go to discuss and do all that per usual. So we'll plan on doing that as well. Per usual, got to remind you about our friends over at the Good Feet Store, America's Art Sport Experts. Sign up now for their Good Feet Kick for Cash Challenge. GoodFeetKickForCash.com is where you go to sign up. It's simple. All you need is your name and your email address, and you're good to go, right? If you get selected, you get a chance to attempt several field goals. And if you make all three of them, right, this thing starts at the 10, 20, the 30. If you make all three, you win a couple $1,000. If you don't kick it, if you don't make any of them, you still walk away with the prize, right? So you at least get something for trying. Again, that is goodfeetkickforcash.com where you can sign up. And the Good Feet Store in general, don't forget about them. If you need any type of assistance, whether it's foot pain, knee pain, back pain, those arch supports are designed to eliminate and alleviate all types of pain. So make sure you guys go and check that out. Again, that is Good Feet Store. Improving the quality of people's lives 2 feet at a time. All right. Let me, I see why. I see that we had some issues with our YouTube chat here, and I realized what happened. It was, I guess there was a mistake, and the video was put as made for kids, which we are kid-friendly for sure. I would like to think we're kid-friendly, but if you click that option, it disables a bunch of stuff. This is not strictly for kids. This is for everyone. So now that I've fixed that, everybody in the chat, you guys should be good to go. It should be back available and ready to roll. If not, let me know and we'll try to see what we can do to fix that. That being said, before we dive back into some Alabama, South Carolina talk, we've got plenty of time to do that. Me and Chase were chatting, and there's a number of things going around the sports world that I definitely wanted to talk about and just kind of throw out there. I know one was, you know, a lot of people were looking at where these playoff pictures, if they were, I guess, put in place based off of today, how that would look. We can discuss that a little bit. A couple of teams on there that I was like, wow, that's interesting. I think one of them was actually Vanderbilt, which, again, I think people still are kind of including myself sometimes, looking at the Vanderbilt logo and putting it together with everything we've known about Vanderbilt from the past. But in reality, man, we have to stop doing that. Again, myself included. This Vanderbilt team, they're a good team, man. There's no other way around it. They're a good football team. But I kind of want to dive into that here in a minute. Plus, this is the big news, and it's coming out of the NBA world, which NBA just getting kicked off. I don't know if you guys are big NBA fans, but I've watched a little bit of some NBA action. But, I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And Chase kind of put me on game on some of the updates because I initially saw some news, I think it was yesterday, regarding some of this stuff. But then I didn't realize there was even more details to it. But it regards some illegal sports betting that has been being investigated. Now they're making arrests. I mean, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. Why do I not know how to pronounce his name? Is it Rozier?
Yes.
Rozier, right?
Yeah, it's Rozier.
Okay, thank you. Terry Rozier was arrested early this morning as a part of that investigation. And that was at a hotel in Orlando. And it says the Heat lost Wednesday to the Magic. And he didn't play due to a coach's decision. So if I had to guess, that decision might have been involving some of this stuff. I shouldn't laugh because it's really not funny. I mean, it's actually a really big deal. But that's crazy because, Chase, we even talked about it, even coaches involved. And I'm just trying to – I don't know. Man, I'm sure you guys probably think the way I think. But as much money as these players and coaches make, can somebody please tell me, I mean, the only thing I can think of is greed. How in the hell are you still gambling and doing things illegally, right? I mean, if there is a way to do it legally, I mean, I'm not judging people. I know there's a lot of people that gamble, obviously do it responsibly, but illegal gambling to make even more money after, I don't even have his salary pulled up, but you got Chauncey Billups, former NBA player, right? I used to watch him growing up. Now the head coach of the Trailblazers also was arrested in this whole investigation. And I'm sure this is probably the start. I'm sure there's probably much more to come from this. Chase, I just can't wrap my head around it because, again, I'm going to Google this real quick. I mean, we're talking about these guys have salaries of millions of dollars. Chauncey played in the league. I mean, you would think these guys are doing pretty damn well. Why would you have any business doing illegal sports betting? Unless there's some type of, you know, it's deeper than this, and you're talking about maybe there's some threats or some people with leverage on them or something. I mean, I feel like we've heard about situations like that. But Chase, I mean, what do you make of this, man? I mean, like, is this not just kind of crazy to think about? Like, as a head coach, all the money they're already making as a player, all the money they're making. I mean, the NBA, I mean, you're talking about good salaries, man, guaranteed salaries. Does this make sense to you?
Not at all, Christian. I'm shocked. Bombshell, I'll be honest with you. For a head coach that literally coached the Portland Trailblazers last night, had a press conference, normal as usual, to be arrested the next morning. That's how life is right now for the NBA. I'm not shocked, honestly, because when you surround NBA players, NBA coaches, assistants, all the way around, with companies like FanDuel, DraftKings, you know, Caesars, every day, and they're promoting it like 25-8, I'm not shocked that people are tempted to look into it or even go deeper as to be involved. Let me get this correct. The La Casa Nostra, that is the Italian mafia with the head coach. So it's just this greed thing. You said it, you know, and they're also not putting these bets of like $100, $200. These are big size bets happening behind the scenes. And, you know, like you said, they're making huge money, Christian, huge money. So it's just this high, you know, and it kind of puts the NBA in a black eye in a sense, because now you're having to look back at last season's game for the Portland Trailblazers, where there's certain games that, you know, would Coach Chauncey pull back some players to hit a certain bet, you know, would there be for Terry Rozier, for example, you know, he had a couple injuries down the road. Was he faking it? There's just it's a huge gray area that is now being opened up by the FBI director. And I think they had a press conference this morning. I'm gonna try to look it up real fast, as you can tell your show, but it's big, Christian. It's big.
Yeah, I mean, I got this pulled up right here, and it says what to know. So FBI Director Kash Patel said the case targets a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise involving NBA in La Cosa Nostra, which, I mean, I assume that's how it's pronounced, right? I know Spanish, not Italian. That was going to be the next language that I learned, because I am 20%. More than 30 individuals have been arrested across 11 states. Charges include wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, and illegal gambling. The Bonanno family, Gambino, Genovese, Lucchesi crime families are named in the investigation. Patel said the fraud spanned years and included crypto-related schemes. The case is being prosecuted by the Eastern District of New York. NBA players and coaches, including Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier, are among those arrested. I mean, when they say it like that, I mean, are there more NBA players and personnel that are also there and haven't been arrested, or they're just not as big of names? I don't know. I just think it's crazy because, like, not trying to sound naive, but when you talk about, you know, stuff like this, I feel like this was, you know, obviously heavy back in the day, right? Whether it was boxing, I mean, really, I guess all sports, but I mean, you always see the movies based on this stuff. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure one of the movies we went and watched as a football team when I was in school here was based off of, you know, like the mafia's doing stuff like this. Can't remember what was that? It's like Whitey Bulger or something, maybe? I don't know. It was a damn good movie. I think we watched it here. Maybe I watched somewhere else. I don't know. But in my head, I'm like, oh man, nowadays, like, people aren't doing that crap. I mean, obviously, you're going to get caught. They're on to everything, whether it's, you know, technology or social media. I mean, like, you're always going to get caught, man, especially nowadays with all the sources that they have. I'm just trying to figure out, still, just back to my main point. You were the head coach. Terry Rozier has been playing in the NBA for years. I mean, this dude has probably made, if I had to guess, probably made over $40 million. Right, I'm going to Google it right now. I'm sorry, but there's just the only thing I can think of is literally if someone literally was threatening or holding something over these guys, there's just no way you can be that greedy, man, to throw all that away. Not just to throw it away, but I mean, going to jail, prison. Like what? That's just crazy, man. I don't know. I'm curious what y'all's thoughts is on that. Again, I know it's kind of a whole sidetrack, but to me, we had to bring this up. And it's kind of, like I said, it's interesting to me because my mom's Italian. Sicilian, in fact. And I guess I'm reading more. The La Cosa Nostra is Italian for our thing. And it's used to describe a powerful criminal organization rooted in the Sicilian mafia, which I'm Sicilian. That's where my family heritage is from. I have no ties to this crap, just so we're clear. I don't know. I've never heard of this. I don't know anything about this. Anyway, all right. That being said, let's do this. Let's take a time out. We come back. We'll dive into some more football talk. But I am curious if you guys have any comments on that, man. Let me know. Let me know what you guys thought about that because I'm still in disbelief. Again, I like Chauncey Billups growing up. I watched him with the Pistons. I know he's been coaching, but never thought he'd get involved in this. I mean, to be fair, I mean, they're not the only ones. You know, I've seen some football players get into some issues in recent years. I can't remember who it was, like Clint Portis, some other guys. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy, man. Crazy stuff. We got to hit time out. We come back. We keep on rolling on this Thursday edition of Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. Quick time out. We'll be right back.
Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at tuscaloosacdjr.com. And by Two Dimes. Online at twodimes.club. And by Druid City Regional Medical Center. DCHsystem.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393.
takeout, too. Call 205-399-2024 or visit Chow's Country Buffet in Tuscaloosa, because filling your stomach shouldn't empty your wallet.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation.
We'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metric True Score report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person reviewing the deal. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strongest steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC. Our buddy Jake was in here giving us some more details kind of regarding the situation. Some of the poker games, allegedly there's like a table with x-ray on it. I mean, Rozier allegedly was gambling on himself. I mean, it's just really interesting stuff. And I would feel really bad if it ends up being a situation where, say, they just were at a casino and doing some regular gambling. Again, you're not probably supposed to be doing that being a part of the NBA. I mean, at least for the NFL, I don't think you're... I mean, wait, hold on. Is it only sports gambling? Are you allowed to go to the casino? I'm trying to think. I don't think you're supposed to even do that. I could be wrong, though. It's been a minute. Anyway, I mean, maybe it's a scenario where you meet some people, they seem like cool people, and then before you know it, you're, you know, involved with some folks you probably shouldn't... I mean, I don't know, man. I'm sure there'll be way more details to come out. But as of right now, really sounds like some really stupid decisions on behalf of a lot of people. But I don't know. Let me not say too much, because I don't want anybody like, oh, man, you're calling us stupid. Nope, I don't have any problems with anybody, man. We're all good over here, man. I'm just reacting to some news. If anybody, yep, up north. Let me just be quiet. we got Pat on the phone lines, 205-342-9904. Let's take a phone call. We'll segue right now. It's a great time. Pat, welcome in.
Hey, man.
What's up, Pat?
Speaking of gambling, hey, what's your score for the ball game? Have you given it yet? I'm in the 42-17 range. What do you think?
I haven't even got that far, Pat. I'm going to do it tomorrow when we do our predictions. But
okay, it's Thursday.
Yeah. You're not too far off. I always wait until prediction time to get like my actual score ready. I'll be honest with you. I don't like doing scores too much because, I mean, it's kind of just, no one can ever predict it. But I'll have it for you tomorrow. But I have an idea on how I think it can go.
Yeah, man. Well, I feel like, you know, it's kind of about like the score for Vanderbilt in South Carolina. Probably about the same kind of way. I guess I don't know, but about this gambling stuff, part of it, I believe, is about the juice, about the feeling that they get having something going on, having something, and these kids, when I say kids, they're not kids, they're grown adults, but they got to have something pumping their heart rate or whatever about it, and they can't be happy with what God has given them to be blessed to do anything, to play anything that makes you enough money that you can live off of is an absolute blessing. And to give that up for being stupid is just unreal. It's hard for me to fathom that. What do you think?
No, I agree 100%. I mean, I get what you're saying. Sometimes when people fall into that addiction, you know, it's just that they're chasing that edge or chasing that rush, right? But still, my thing is like, I mean, if you're, again, I don't know the exact rules, because I know like in college sports, you're not allowed to do any type of gambling, I'm pretty sure. Regardless,
yeah.
I mean, if you're allowed to do some basic gambling or something like legal gambling, like if you want to go play blackjack or something, like they're grown. I mean, that's entirely on them. But to me, like to be in some type of situation like this, knowing what's going to happen once you get caught, not if, but once.
Well, they're getting debt, then you're caught. I mean, then they've got their mercy, and that's where you were talking about, do they have something over these guys? I mean, there's a possibility that they got into gambling debt, and once they were hooked into it, I mean, that's just like out of my senior class of high school, we had 20 out of 120 that went to federal prison for hauling not little loads of dope. I'm talking major loads of dope. I'm talking about tons. One of my guys I went to school with got caught with 16 tons of marijuana. 16. And,
tons?
Tons.
Oh,
they're
gonna put him
under
the jail.
Well, no, they didn't. I think he got less than 5 years, and and was out. But numerous ones of them are dead. They're saying, like I said, when they get you hooked, you're hooked. And I mean, but when somebody brings up, you're too young to remember a paper sack for groceries. Probably, I don't know if you can remember a paper sack for groceries. But they bring up a double paper sack of $20 bills, $50,000 in cash money, and, to work for one night. It was hard for those guys to turn it down. And that's the same thing with this gambling like this. That you already got millions of dollars, but, I don't know. I hope Jordan's not still gambling on golf, but they said that, him being a billionaire and gambling on a golf game. There's no need to do that. How come you can't play for the love of the game? But the purity of the sport, this is what is tearing me up about college football and about the pros now and pro basketball. So I'll quit watching pro basketball altogether. And I wanted to see, what do you think, why is Nate Oates not getting zero respect? Got him ranked 15, 16, something like that. Hey, we just got a Noah that a 7-footer that was a player of the year now he wasn't playing in Division I NCAA, but he was a player of the year in his league, and a 7-footer with the kind of shooters that we've got from the perimeter going to have this year, and Alabama's getting zero respect. What do you think?
I'll be honest with you, Pat. It's hard for me to say. I haven't looked at other teams around the country nearly as much as I've seen our team and our additions. But I do think, I mean, of course, I'm going to think that we should be higher. But I've always been a firm believer, man. Like preseason rankings, they always sort themselves out. So I don't worry about it too much. I think the most important thing is those guys just attack the process and go to work. And, within a few weeks, I mean, you'll start having an idea on, who belongs where, then obviously it'll change even more as the season goes on. But I will say I am looking forward to this upcoming basketball season. I know I'm jumping the gun. We got football going on, and I'm fully invested there. But the job that Nate Oates has done and just the turnaround that we've seen, at least that I've definitely seen from the time I got to campus here in the program, the state of where that was at, to see where it is now, it's so cool to watch us actually compete year in and year out. But I'm excited about the new additions. I think he always does a great job going and getting, addressing the needs, right? It seems like he definitely did that this offseason. And I would imagine we're going to have a pretty damn good team this upcoming year. So whether we're 15 now or whatever the case may be, I'm excited to see us, this upcoming season.
Yeah. I've only got 3 tickets. I need to buy one more. And I got 3 good seats. But people on our road, all people from Birmingham, they never come to midweek games. People that do not come to all the games shouldn't be allowed to buy prime seats. They really shouldn't. because it's all about having butts in the seat. I know they want to sell them, but darn, hey, they can sell those premium seats to other people. You know?
Yeah.
Well, they got to do, the university's got to do something else. I mean, it's the same thing with football and stuff, too. I mean, there's a lot of, sometimes they don't want to come to those either, but basketball especially, when they don't want to put their butts in the seat, they need to be something out there where all those seats can be sold, especially the prime seats that are down a little closer to the court, because it's a bad look when the camera goes up on them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they can do about it because those people already paid for them. It's hard to say, but they could at least let people move down, though. That way, like you mentioned, that it's not just empty seats. But you're right. There is sometimes an issue with some of those midweek games, but I think they do allow people to move down at a certain point. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. But looking forward to it, though, for sure.
Yes, sir. You have a blessed day, and I'm looking forward to be listening to you tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll get a chance to call you, but I know last week we'll have something better to say. Anyway, hey, you have a blessed one, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Pat. And I'll try to remember that score, 45-17, just in case we don't hear. I'll just keep that in mind. All right. Let's hit a timeout. We come back. We'll talk some Alabama, Carolina football. And I got some clips pulled up. So if you guys always want to watch that, you already know. At the Miller's Edge on YouTube is where you can see that. Come hang out with us. Hang out with us in the chat. All that good stuff right here on the Miller's Edge. Presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art Sport Experts. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of The Game, we're going to talk to Thompson High School football coach who just sent his quarterback to the University of Alabama. Mark Freeman is going to join us. We'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com. We'll also have a chance to catch up with Bruce Marshall right here starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at Tuscaloosa CDJR.
Radio and digital marketing plans to help grow your business. Hit me up at Wyatt.Fulton at townsquaremedia.com and I can tell you more and let's help your business score big.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping.
And get $3,000 over book value only at Tuscaloosa Mazda. TuscaloosaMazda.com. Based on KBB Fair Trade Value on select models with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9600. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone.
I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sunny and very pleasant this afternoon, the high 77. Clear tonight, the low 49. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny both days. Highs between 73 and 76. Sunday, periods of rain with a high at 69. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 72 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. All right, so let's see. So we've talked about this crazy sting involving the NBA, which there's definitely going to be more coming from that, but I feel like we've said plenty about that. We'll I guess, update you guys as stuff comes out of the probably coming days, weeks, whatever. But we went to the phone lines. We got Sed back on the line, too. So I guess we can continue this. Hour number two, we'll really start diving in. But I definitely want to talk a little bit more about South Carolina's defense. I feel like we know a whole bunch about their offense. We've talked about it plenty, but want to dive into a little bit more of their defense, which I've got some clips pulled up right here. As you guys can see, I don't know if you recognize this, but you got two former Alabama guys at the linebacker spots right here. And I don't think Goodwine's on the field right in this play right here. But former Bama guys and all that, we've already talked about that. But what I do want to talk about is some of the things that I have seen from their defense on tape that I think are some positive things, right? Some bright spots, whether it's the edge spots. I mean, not just Dylan Stewart, but is it 46, I believe. He's a good player coming off the edge. I need to get his name. But some of their guys in the secondary are do some good stuff as well. I like Okoronkwo, man. I think he is playing some good ball as well. Sean Murphy, he's been playing decent too, but I think he's kind of more in that, like, now he's kind of rotating in a little bit more. I think they're rocking with 17. His other number is zero, maybe. But anyway, I'll get to that in a second. Let's stick with the phone lines for now. 205-342-9904. We got Cedric up next. Cedric, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
What up, Sam?
What's going on, man? Everything good?
Man, hey, it's great, brother. How are you, man?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Listen.
Absolutely.
On the DeBoer talk, I'm very proud of what has transpired with him. You know, and I think he won the team when he was chewing Womack out on the sideline. I think a change came in the team from that. You know, because everybody was talking like he don't have that fire like Coach Saban had, but. Look at the man record, man. He got to have some fire. He got to already had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'd have a better idea if we spoke with some of his guys from whether it's Washington or some of his other former stops. I just know, I mean, last year being up there and around it, I mean, there wasn't the fire that we're seeing now. I'm just being completely honest with you. You know, I'm not judging for that. I mean, that's a choice or whatever the case may be. I just know there's several times I'm like, I feel like we could use a little bit more. Like, you know, the fans always talked about it, but I know they're kind of basing off of what they saw on the sidelines. But I was kind of even just thinking even just the whole picture. And I'm like, man,
right.
I just think some of our guys really could benefit from that. And I genuinely believe that's been a huge reason for the difference in how our team looks right now. I mean, like, his demeanor is completely different. And whether it was like that before and he didn't have it last year because it was his first year and he was trying to get acclimated, I don't know. But the good news is he has it now. And I think it's important because I feel like that was one of the missing pieces as a culture here.
Right, I got you. I like it though. But listen here, nobody's talking about this, but I'm going to bring it up. I'm looking at my boy Ty for Heisman. What you think?
Shoot, I think, honestly, I mean, he's definitely right up there in that one or two spot. I mean, I know Mendoza is probably up there. Julian Sain is definitely working his way up there. If I'm being honest with you, I feel like this is, if he's going to win it, this would definitely be the year. I don't feel like there's any true dominant player right now in college football that you just feel like, it's almost like how I look at the teams. Right. Like, this is a weird time in college football. There's just not like one dominant team, one dominant player. And I think it's kind of up for grabs. And he keeps playing better and better. And some of the other guys are looking a little inconsistent here and there.
Hey, I like his face too, man. I like his face is real genuine. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man.
His face is, and I talk to my son a lot about that. And I be looking at the players when I'm watching games. And I be like, it's like it don't seem genuine. They wait right till they get on the field and go to point and getting on their knees. And you guys from home. You got from when you get home to the locker room and you wait till you get on the field for that, you know. But guess what? I'm not going to judge. I'm not a judge, but it's just something that seems strange to me sometimes as a fan looking at it and knowing my faith too. It's so many places that you can do that and get that done and be genuine about it. It just don't have to be for a show. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, he's a great dude. He's very solid. I mean, on and off the field. But I love his leadership that he's showed. I mean, he's not afraid to jump on his guys, right? He's not afraid to call meetings. And I think that's critical, right? I mean, and the biggest thing is they respect him, so they listen to him. Sometimes you have guys that try to take on that role, and it's good that they try to do that. But if you don't have the respect, it's not going to resonate with your team. The fact that all these guys respect him, they're retaining that message, right? And they're actually listening to him. And I think you see that as well. We talk about Coach DeBoer, but I think that also is evident is that we have really good leadership right now. And the guys that are in that position, they're not just talking the talk, but they're walking the walk.
Yeah, I like all of that. And I visited his dad's school, me and my son, and it was a running joke. They said, why you don't play for your dad? And he said, Dad said he's not coachable.
Oh yeah,
I thought that was real funny. You know what I mean? But you know that was coerced, though. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That would be tough. I can speak on experience, man. My dad, he was trying to help me train for like the draft and stuff, and he would say the same thing. He would call me not coachable, but it was because some of the stuff he was trying to teach me, man. I was like, listen, brother. You're trying to put me on like 90s game. I'm like, man, the game's a little bit different. Right. I'm like, I can't use these moves like the, you know, what I mean? It's a little bit of a different game, man.
Right. So what is going to take for Ty now to accomplish this goal? Okay, I think I need my offensive line to be play more big and bigger games. We got to get the run game going a little more. And I like Horton I think he needs more touches, man. I like his game out there. I think he needs more touches.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, I think with the weapons that we have, it's. I don't think we really have it where we're just trying to get any said person, you know. Well, I guess that's not true because we do have a lot of design stuff for Bernard, a lot of design stuff for Ryan. But I think that also is because the type of receivers that they are, right? You know what I mean? Like you can use them out of the backfield. You can use them on jets. You know, a lot of screen game. Horton, his skill set's a little bit different. He definitely has really come along, man. And he's looked great over the last few games, 100%, man.
Right. Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. Man, that's kind of what I had for this week, you know, because nobody's really talking about Ty and how he's progressing. And I think he ought to be in that conversation. He ought to be in New York.
You must not be watching any national news, brother. I mean, they're talking about him left and right on ESPN, bro. I mean, they've got him.
Yeah,
I think, matter of fact,
they
I think He's got I think he's got the highest Heisman odds right now. I think he moved up to number one in odds. I think he's just above Mendoza by like 20 points or whatever you would use in that term. But no, he's getting his credit, man. I think the most important thing is and he already knows this. Anytime he comes up in the media, man, keep your head down, keep working, take it one week at a time. Because one thing Coach Saban told us, and this is true, when the team has success, there's going to be much more individual success, meaning the better the team is, the more individual accolades are all going to get. And I can guarantee you, if Alabama makes a deep run and they're doing a lot of good stuff postseason-wise, I guarantee you he's also going to get that recognition as well.
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. Yeah, I appreciate all of it. I'm enjoying. Tell your dad I smoked this cigar. I didn't buy a traditional cigar that everybody smoked in Tennessee. I brought his, what it is, Rocky Patel.
Rocky Patel? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I smoked this cigar for the game, you know, and it was pretty good smoke, you know.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. He's a big Rocky Patel guy, man. Can't go wrong with that.
So I was at Reagan that morning, probably about 11:30 a.m. Saturday morning, and it was cranking like the ball around there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was probably the hottest spot in Tuscaloosa. It was the hottest spot in Tuscaloosa last weekend for sure. Hey, Seb, we got to hit this top of the hour break, man. I appreciate you calling. Always great to hear from you, brother.
Okay, man. I'll talk to you next time, bro. Roll Tide.
Yes, sir. Roll Tide. All right, we got to hit this top of the hour break. When we come back, we keep on rolling, dive into this tape a little bit and some more right here on the Miller's Edge Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Opening night in the NBA, and Victor Wembanyama put on a show in Dallas.
Wembanyama, the spin move on Christie. Pull-up baseline jumper. Caught it. Victor Wembanyama. It's a 40-point game. It's his fifth career 40-point game.
You just heard it all on the Spurs radio network. He ended with 40 points and 15 rebounds as the Spurs defeated the Mavericks 125-92. The 76ers survived in Boston 117-116. Philadelphia rookie VJ Edgecombe ended with 34 points and 7 rebounds, setting a franchise scoring record in a debut, breaking Allen Iverson's mark of 30. The Jazz scored 43 points in the first quarter and never looked back as they rolled past the Clippers 129-108, and the Grizzlies beat the Pelicans 128-122. Week 8 of the NFL kicks off with the Chargers and the Vikings. It all starts at 8:15 Eastern Time.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at Tuscaloosa CDJR. And by Two Dimes, online at twodimes.club. And by Druid City Regional Medical Center, dchsystem.com.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide. Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30 plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art support expert. Sorry. So we, hour number one is definitely very interesting, man. Talked about the whole gambling stuff that was going on in the NBA, went to the phone lines, and now we're going to talk a little bit more about this matchup. This Saturday, again, Alabama traveling to Columbia, my hometown, born and raised there, about 20 minutes up the road, more or less, but if you guys are wondering about the atmosphere, I can tell you this, man. They do a hell of a job at Williams-Brice Stadium. The one thing you can't deny, I mean, I don't know how many it holds. I don't think they have a huge number of attendance that that stadium holds, but it gets loud. It gets rowdy. They've got those white towels that they wave on the kickoff. They play Sandstorm. I mean, it's a great environment. If you guys haven't been to a game there, I definitely recommend it, even if it's not this year, just at some point. Check it out. It's real cool. I think last week, I think they had the fair going on. So the fair would have been like right across the street. The fairgrounds like right across from the stadium. So that would have been a cool thing. You could have gone to our state fair and to the football game. But nonetheless, it's going to be a good atmosphere. Definitely going to be a good challenge for our guys on the road, which I feel a lot better about now. Right. I mean, we've talked about in the past getting a little nervous when Alabama, you know, travels on the road. Well, last couple times we've done it, and against good teams, it's been a whole different story. So I feel like we can kind of move on from that a little bit. I mean, I don't want to jump too far ahead. I guess it always could creep back in, but through seven games, right? I mean, a lot of the things that you normally would have worried about with Alabama traveling hadn't really been an issue outside of the Florida State game. I mean, we've been very disciplined. I mean, a number of penalties, we haven't talked about that much, but we have not had too many penalties as a team. Don't want to jinx that, but just, I mean, that's been really impressive. And I think that's been a huge piece of why we've been playing such good football as well, especially on the road, man. We haven't been doing too much to put ourselves in bad positions. We've been playing pretty damn clean. That needs to continue, especially against a team like this, backs against the wall, right? Hostile environment. You already know what comes with that. And then you look at just how our offense has been able to manage things, right? I guess it goes hand in hand with, you know, playing discipline and not having a whole bunch of false start penalties, things going south quick. I feel like we've been able to get off to good starts. We've been disciplined, and all that has been really smooth. So definitely got to have that continue in this game this Saturday. In terms of South Carolina's defense, man, I will say I know I didn't have a whole bunch of praise for their offense. They've got a couple, you know, bright spots offensively, really just their quarterback, you know, skill guy or two here and there. Outside of that, they've definitely been really bad, coming in about last in almost every category that you can offensively. But on the defensive side of the ball, again, I would probably say they're a average SEC unit, right? They've got good players. They lost a lot. But the guys that are filling in this year have slowly been making some strides. Now, they lost a lot of guys. The linebacker room, I'm pretty sure they replaced all three guys, two of them being former Alabama players. Okoronkwo is a really good player. He's looked very solid for them. Sean Murphy doing some decent stuff, too. I like Sean, by the way, man. He was cool when he was here. I got to know him when I was doing a bunch of sideline reporting. He was always always picking my brain on the sidelines. And Fred Johnson is their other linebacker. Those guys do a pretty decent job, but up front really to me is a couple guys in the back end, but really up front I think is the bright spot of the defense. Led by Dylan Stewart, we all know who he is, one of the top edge rushers in the country. I mean, this guy is extremely talented. Kind of off to a decent start, not a very hot start. Right now he's got 3.5 sacks on the year, but leads the team with 9 tackles for loss. Their other edge rusher, so pretty much as a tandem, right? Brian Thomas Jr., 46. He has 4 sacks, right? So he's the team leader. he's a good player. So they have a nice tandem of edge players, which typically, and it still will be a key for me in this game, right? How do we handle those guys? Can we protect them? That will be a question in this game. But given that we now have proof that, hey, we've gone against Tennessee and their edge guys. We've gone against Missouri and their edge guys. Missouri definitely had much more success than Tennessee. We held them sackless. Even then, it wasn't to the point where it completely altered the game, right? I mean, you knew those guys were going to make plays. I mean, the sack fumble probably was the biggest one. I know Damon Wilson did have a couple of sacks, put us behind the sticks, but we were able to dig ourselves out. Now, to be fair, if we weren't able to dig ourselves out, it could be a different story. Hence why I've said, you know, it's so important that we're able to, you know, get things shored up and cleaned up. That's not to say our offensive line hasn't played good. I thought we've been solid, right? Better at times than others. But it's just, it's so important that you're able to have that consistency. That's the most important thing, keeping your pocket clean, especially given that we rely on our passing game a whole bunch. Running game has been up and down, right? Our passing game is big for us. Knowing how cerebral Ty has been, attacking the middle of the field, right? It's a tough thing to do, especially in college, right? Hitting those hole shots. I mean, he's been great. Just got to keep him clean. And we've got another challenge for our offensive line. So that's something to watch in this game. I feel good about it. Number one, like I just mentioned, going against some of these other teams, good edge groups. But also, too, we're not afraid to have chippers in there. Just, you know, help our guys out, right? We're not just going to leave them on islands and let them get exposed all game. So that definitely is a good thing, you know, compared to some other years past, right? Their secondary unit, they've got some good players as well. They actually have 12 turnovers on the – or 12, yeah, turnovers on the year as well. I want to say they're tied with us in that category. So they find ways to get the ball back for their offense, right? They're an aggressive unit. You'll see them play a good bit of man coverage. They mix it up at times, but they definitely like to bring pressure from different spots as well. So, again, it's a very typical SEC caliber defense that you're expected to see. But they do have some good players in the back end. I'm not too sure. I think passing defense are probably middle of the pack in the SEC. I'm not going to look too much at the numbers. I'm going off of what I've seen. Good players, but nobody really in that secondary that I would say, man, I'm really, you know, worried about this matchup with our guys. I mean, I think that's more credit. Really, that's not saying South Carolina doesn't have good players. I think they are good players in the secondary. They do have a good group. I think it's more really about our receiver group and really our passing game. I just don't think these guys are going to be that unit. It's like I've talked about the last couple of days. I just don't see anything on tape that makes me think that this will be the team or the group to come up with that answer against our offense. Now, when you talk about the other factors involved, whether, say, we're uncharacteristic, we're having some issues with penalties, we're getting behind the sticks, able to force turnovers, that definitely would make things a lot different. But they're sound up front, but again, it's just not, I mean, it's like good, but not great in a lot of areas. I guess it's the best way to put it. But the D-line, when you watch them on tape, they do some good, but they're also still giving up 150 yards on the ground. Some of that comes from poor tackling, from some of their second level guys. Even, you know, Dylan Stewart, great pass rusher, but there are times that I've also seen, and for the most part, he sets a good edge, but there are some times that he can be a little bit vulnerable against the run, right? So that's something to consider there as well. But I'm looking forward to this matchup, honestly, especially, you know, our offense versus their defense. If I'm being honest with you, I mean, the other way around, I mean, I think outside of, I really think the only thing they have going for them for their offense is Lenore Sellers. Like, I mean, the game plan probably is going to be give him, you know, a lot of touches, put the ball in his hands, try to help, you know, create things with his legs, his athletic ability. But I'm not too concerned on that end. It is going to be interesting to see how we handle him because I know he gave us problems last year. I'm looking forward to that, but I'm not too worried about any, you know, deep passing attack or anything like that. I mean, if anything, it probably would come from more screen game and stuff like that. And then the running game is not there. The running game is really bad, at least like traditional running game. So that's why I focus on this defense, man. I think this will be an interesting matchup, right? Can our offense continue to have success? Personally, I feel confident in knowing that we've gone against the Georgias, the Missouris, and some of these other teams, Wisconsin even, that are good defenses, and no one's had that answer. So don't necessarily see South Carolina being that, but I guess we'll see. And we'll see right now because we're about to take a timeout. We come back. I'll go to the tape. We'll pull up some of these clips, take a look at some of the things that they like to do, some of their key players, and we'll talk about it and discuss it all right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art Sport Experts. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Find odds this good only at exit 45 off I-20-59, where the excitement never stops and the odds are always in your favor. Bama Entertainment.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are
and get $3,000 over book value only at Tuscaloosa Mazda. TuscaloosaMazda.com. Based on KDB Fair Trade Value on select models with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rentals. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sunny and very pleasant this afternoon, the high 77. Clear tonight, the low 49. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny both days. Highs between 73 and 76. Sunday, periods of rain with a high at 69. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 73 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Expert. So after kind of just giving a general overlook on personnel that they have defensively, what do we need to do offensively, right? Let's start there with some keys. We already talked about that first one, but just to reiterate, man, how do we block their guys up front? Again, they got two edge guys, 3.5 sacks, 4 sacks apiece. One of them being one of the most talented edge guys in the country, man. You're talking about a dude that's 6'6", probably 240, 250-ish, and definitely has some juice flying off the edge, and he can wreak havoc, right? I mean, he can be a game changer. However, you know, with the amount of chips that we've been showing offensively, man, he's going to be pretty frustrated, I can say that. Plus, he was banged up against Oklahoma. He had a hip injury. I don't know if it was like a hip pointer or a groin or whatever it was. But he is expected to play and be healthy in this game. How healthy? I mean, could that be, you know, a little limiting to him? I'm not sure. I guess we'll find out. But that's going to be important in this game, how we handle those guys up front. No different than what we talked about with Tennessee, right, which we did a great job. No different than what we talked about Missouri. Did a decent job. But still, those guys are going to be important for South Carolina trying to get anything going. They know that we can throw the football as good as anybody. There's a reason. You know, week in and week out, you're hearing SEC coaches literally compliment Ty Simpson and talk as if he's the best quarterback or the hottest quarterback, I should say, in the country right now. And they know we're going to throw the football, right? And they like to play some man. I wouldn't be shocked if they switched up a little bit. I definitely think they're going to try to pressure us. If you go back and watch the Missouri game, you know, Missouri definitely had success bringing pressure. And I think that's probably about all you can do with this offense. If not, man, if you give Ty all day to sit in that pocket, he's going to pick you apart. Whether you try to play man coverage, if you're not getting good pass rush, there's no way these secondary units out here are going to be capable of covering our receiver unit in man coverage for too long. And if you try to play zone, Ty's just going to find those soft spots. I mean, it's a fact. Whether they're trying to play cover two, he's hitting the hole shots. He attacks the middle of the field. If they're in cover three, we see him hit the seams, right? I mean, literally, the way Ty Simpson's playing right now, I mean, it's just got to be a headache for any defensive coordinator. Because even when you say like, oh, you just got to get pressure on the quarterback, you got to give credit to our offensive line and guys like Quavis and some of our backs, right? Stepping up in blitz pickup. We've done a nice job keeping the pocket clean, even while facing pressure, whether it was Georgia, even Kirby Smart talked about that after the game, man. Like, they were trying to get pressure on the quarterback. Sometimes they'd have some free guys, but the fact that, you know, Ty was able to still step up, feel pressure, and find a way to, you know, deliver those passes, right? That was, you know, detrimental to that Georgia defense. Now, they were able to clean things up in the second half a little bit, had a little bit more answers for Ty, but really outside of a couple halves, man, there hasn't really been anybody just yet to really find an answer for Ty Simpson in this Alabama offense. Even with the inconsistencies in the running game, man, it's just, there's just so many ways that we attack a defense, whether it's working the perimeter, whether it's putting Bernard in the backfield, getting him some carries, right? Working them on jet sweeps. I mean, you name it. I mean, we're due to make plays. And not only just make plays, but to move the football and keep our drives going, right? We've been great on third down, if I'm not mistaken. Definitely been good at long drives. I mean, I'm not too sure on our third down number, but I would say it's been pretty decent as well. So, kind of looking at that South Carolina defense again. Up front is definitely where they're going to have to lean on, try to get some pass rush on Ty, try to bring pressure, make him uncomfortable, try to force maybe some bad throws, which he hadn't had too many of, and try to at least force some turnovers, right? That's going to be key. If they can find a way to force some turnovers, that's going to give them some life. If they can't, there's no way their offense can keep up with ours. That's just a fact. Let's do this. We got the passer pan that just jumped on here. We're talking about South Carolina's defense, man. Any thoughts that you have on this unit that you think are important? Any keys you think that are going to be important for them? I've already hit on the pass rush, Dylan Stewart, Brian Thomas, those guys, good tandem coming off the edge. What do you think about the linebacker unit, the secondary, any of those guys that really stand out to you?
No, I mean, you know, listen, I said this the other day, South Carolina is in a position where they got a lot of youth.
I think you might have froze up for a second. You still with
especially
us?
Especially in the front seven. And
you're cutting in and out. I might try to maybe check your connection. Maybe see if your connection, you're going in and out. Unless it's on my end. Chase, is he cutting out for you too, Chase?
Yeah, he's doing a little bit of that as well.
Yeah, all right. So it's on his end. Maybe we'll let him reset because it looks like his video is frozen too. I was going to try to pick up where he left off, but I didn't even really hear or make out what he was saying. All right, he's back now. Try it now. I think
am
you're
I
good to go. Yeah,
yeah,
you're good. Go ahead.
Well, it's StreamYard because they sent me a message what make it. I know I got good bars here. But listen, South Carolina is in a position. One, I was saying they're young. The front four, which means eight, I should say, the front eight at the defensive line, especially the tackle position, has been a problem because they lost a lot of guys to the National Football League. The inside linebackers, they lost guys to the NFL. They're young. But, you know, Dylan Stewart, Thomas are really good tandem at the edge guys. They can rush the passer. But the question is, will Dylan Stewart be available with that hip injury? So I don't know if they ruled him out yet or not. So I'll be looking to hear that on today. But secondary, NFL caliber guys, but very, very, you know, they're testy. They'll get at you. They'll compete. So they got some guys back there that can play. South Carolina in this football game against Alabama is one. The weakness of that defense has been up the middle, very soft up the middle. I alluded to the tackles, the inside linebacker play, but that's what running problems, our zone. They're getting just chunks of yardage. So we'll see. And that's what Alabama does. So we know with Jam Miller, they're not an outside run team. They run, you know, they want to attack the perimeter of a defense. But I don't think they have to do that against South Carolina because I think the weakness is up the middle. But we'll see. I mean, they haven't played nowhere near in all of these games, right? They haven't played anywhere near their best football. So you're hoping that you might see some type of that, a glimpse of that. The offense with Mike Shula, as I said the other day, has been atrocious. Lenore Sellers hasn't played nowhere near his capability. But the thing that you know how good he is, that the ratings out there, the rankings out there still has him as a top. Pick. So that should tell you something what his skill set is, but he hasn't utilized. I mean, again, I can see this being a trap game. I can see
still going up.
This being they run into a buzzsaw. So that's what I'm telling you. It's like you have to be careful anywhere in the SEC. There's no easy game. So if you're going over the expectation that I can just show up, that I can just roll my helmet on the football field, then you're going to be in for a surprise. So Alabama's going to have to play a really good football game to win this game. The crowd's going to be in it, sold-out crowd. Alabama's coming to town. That's what Alabama do. People want to come and watch. They still have that, you know, that, what do you call it, that moxie,
if you will.
Yeah, with the eight people have come to the game, and people still remember that 2010 game here at South Carolina, the Stephen Garcia game. Matter of fact, they're having a reunion of the 2010 game here in Columbia. I think the celebrity starters of the game, when they do the game, God, you know, that's going to be players from the 2010 football team. So, you know, that beat Alabama, so that don't mean a hill of beans, but I'm just saying that they remember it. So we'll see. I mean, again, I don't have crazy expectations. I hope South Carolina can find a way to win this game. I hope they can find a way to turn Ty Simpson over, intercept him, create short football field, but you just don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Let's do this. Let's hit a timeout because we're on schedule for that. It seems like whether it's connection or whatever, I don't know what's going on with the stream, but we'll get it all cleared up. We'll keep talking about this game, breaking it down right on the Miller's Edge. Title 0.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Sport Experts. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
He'll go on the toss to Jam. He cuts it back. He's got a first down. He's got a touchdown.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide head east for SEC action against South Carolina. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at
another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. BABBEL.com.
The Tide Tailgate Show is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast on 95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC and online at 95.3TheBear.com and Tide 100.9.com. Game day traffic reports to get you to Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Live reports from our Bama beat reporter, Wyatt Fulton.
Game day picks from the top games.
And this year, special insight each week
from Roll Tide Willie. The Tide Tailgate Show originates live from Grandstand in Tuscaloosa's Timberson Square.
Come sip beverages or grab a bite before or after the game.
1-800-989-4040 or go to selectquote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-989-4040. Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. Yeah, I'm looking at this Vanderbilt game. I was trying to look at some coverage stuff to kind of show the folks in the stream, but you guys run so much man and pressures that, excuse me, there's none. I'm just trying to find some basic traditional stuff that you guys are doing in the back end, but other than man, I mean, there's a lot of pressures. So definitely something to pay attention to. I mean, you guys do bring a lot of pressure. You're aggressive. I know you mentioned 3-3-5. They mix it up. There's a lot of 4-2-5 nickel looks, 3-3-5 stuff that they've shown. But
well, because most teams right now are nickel offensively. I mean, there's not a whole lot of regular base teams. I mean, Alabama will use tight ends, but still they're probably more 11 personnel than anything. So you play 3-3-5 and nickel just because you want to be better at defending the pass. So, but you got to have that guy that's a Sam/safety type that you got to be able to be utilizing the game where he can play the run. He can fill the alley. He can actually even be a force player like a Sam would be in regular defense. So you got to have that guy. So when he got a guy like Kilgore, 24, you'll see him out there. He's very active in the box a lot of the times. D.Q. Smith, another safety. These are physical safety guys, undersized for a linebacker. But when you're talking about that Spur, whatever, Rover, whatever you want to call them, everybody gives them a different name. You got to have a guy, as I just alluded to. But Clayton White, the defense coordinator for South Carolina, is that guy. You're going to see some variables. You're going to see some different things. Because sometimes they're limited in their pass rush, they're going to bring pressure. And, they'll bring those safeties, they'll bring a corner blitz. They'll do some different things, a little bit exotic, try to force the quarterback to throw errant passes to make a mistake, and they pick them off. So that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, D.Q. Smith, actually, he went to my high school. He went to Spring Valley High School, believe it or not. But he's a good player. Kilgore is definitely a really good player, both those guys. I mean, again, there's some good players in the secondary. And if anything, I think what's going to happen.
Heard a couple what's weeks that? Ago.
Man. I think you're breaking up. I think you said he got hurt. Man.
A couple weeks ago, but he's back.
One time is breaking up. Oh, okay, yeah.
Number 15 is a good player. Some good
players. That's who's 15?
CISSNE.
You don't know how to say his name?
Sisney, I think.
Wait, is it Sissy? C-I-S-S-E. Brandon Sissy?
Yeah, number 15, good player.
Yeah, it's quite last name. Y'all got some good players in secondary. I think what's going to happen is you guys are probably going to just probably mix things up and really try to make it tough on Ty. Chase said maybe try going inside. That might help the connection. I definitely expected to see a number of pressures being called. I mean, that's what they're doing against Vanderbilt, man. They're throwing a lot of different looks at people and trying to mix things up against them. Now, obviously, they didn't have a whole bunch of success in that game, but I do believe that probably would be the recipe. I mean, look, when you don't have much to lose, it's kind of what you expect, right? I mean, I know you guys like to play man. I just can't imagine a world where they're just going to throw out a bunch of man coverage on guys like Ryan, Jeremy, and Horton. I mean, do you think that? You think you guys stick to all that man that you guys like to play, or you think they come into this game with a little bit different of a philosophy and really try to, you know, show a lot of different looks, bring pressure, try to confuse Ty a little bit? I mean, what do you think? I wouldn't think they'd be confident enough to just play a bunch of man like I've seen in some of these other games.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. But if it was me, I'm bringing pressure. I'm rattling the cage of Ty Simpson. He's been upright too much. What you got to do, you got to get him off the spots. You know, he's a spot quarterback. The ball comes out. You know, he knows where he's going with the football. He reads defenses very well. So if I'm a defensive coordinator in this position, absolutely. I'm dogs, which means add one first into the rush, find them to have strip sacks. I'm going to try to get them to put the ball on the ground. Listen, South Carolina has nothing to lose. So if I'm the head coach and Shane Beamer telling my coordinators, we are going to be extremely aggressive on both sides of the football. We're going to take chances. We're going to take chances in special teams. So that's what we got to do. We're not going to line up and beat Alabama mano a mano, man on man. You know, we don't have the ability to do that with this team this year. So what you have to do, coaches got to help. Coaches got to get creative. Offensive coordinators got to sharpen their number.
Yeah, it's still going, still cutting up pretty bad. Chase, let's do this. Let's, here, I'll just take him off the stage for 2 seconds just because it's going in and out. I wanted to get his three keys. Like, if he had to give three keys for this game, and I already named one or two, but I'll get him to do that when he comes back. I agree. I know he says his signal's perfect strength, but it clearly isn't because it's still going in and out. That being said, let's do this, Chase. Let's go ahead and hit this timeout. We come back. We'll wrap things up. We'll get those keys. And I need to see if we have any app messages. I don't have the thing pulled up on my end. But if you see them on yours, let me know, Chase. That way we can hit those as well. You listen to the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. I see, pretty sure he has his daily cigar right there. So if you guys haven't already, make sure you guys check out R&R Cigars. R&RCigars.com. Use that code Miller's Edge. We'll get you 20% off your orders. Plus, if you're in the area, make sure you stop on by the mansion. R&R Cigars right there, 2703 Gary Fifth Street. They'll get you right. They've got the best humidor in the Southeast. Over 160 bourbons right there to try. Drink responsibly as well. I almost said drink crazy because I just saw a comment pop in that said crazy. And I was like, that would have been bad. Drink responsibly. All right. We got to hit a timeout when we come back. We wrap things up on this Thursday edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
On the game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the game, we're going to talk to Thompson High School football coach who just sent his quarterback to the University of Alabama. Mark Freeman is going to join us. We'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com. We'll also have a chance to catch up with Bruce Marshall right here starting at 2 p.m. on the game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in
section today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/country for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/country. See representative for warranty details.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sunny and very pleasant this afternoon, the high 77. Clear tonight, the low 49. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny both days. Highs between 73 and 76. Sunday, periods of rain with a high at 69. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. All right, we pulled my dad on the phone lines because the connection was giving us some trouble, but we got him on the phone lines now. I swear, man, this week, man, we've had all type of tech things coming at us. I don't know if it was first it was Tennessee trying to throw shade at the internet with us, and now it might be South Carolina trying to disrupt things. I don't know.
Oh.
But we keep on rolling. What was that?
Well, nobody's throwing shades. It's Halloween almost, so maybe the goblins are messing with the internet. But Yeah, it's
well, they might be messing with you. It sounded like they just scared you or something. You good?
I'm not scared, brother. One thing about it, I ain't scared. I ain't never scared. That's what I'm saying. I ain't never scared.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, trust me, I'm with you, JS, bro. It's one of those days for me too, man. Julene says via Facebook, she says, tell your dad to show up strong if he's going to waste the time. Roll Tide, beat the Gamecocks.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I'm there. I'm on the sidelines. You will see me on video on the TV, so look for me. I'm probably going to have a Gamecocks for Christ, some type of gear on, or 1334 church gear. I'm going to be out there loud and proud. And by the way, folks, it's your boy's birthday on Saturday. So what a present it would be for the Gamecocks to upend the mighty Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, tell me real quick. I know you hit on a couple of things, but I just want like an ordered list. Give me three keys that Carolina has to do. Like three things that have to happen for you guys to get that birthday present of a win.
Offensively, I think we have to be able to run the football. I think controlling the clock with the running game, the North Sellers, we got to be able to move the chains, first downs, keep the defense rested, keep Ty Simpson and his high-powered offense of Alabama off the football field. That's number one. Number two, defensively, we can't give up big plays. You can't give up chunk plays. You can't let Ryan Williams make one of these acrobat catches or Jeremy Bernard, you know, on an end and around reverse and miss tackles and they get into the end zone and you find yourself, 14 down. South Carolina's not built to come back from behind. So they can't give up big plays. I think they're going to have to minimize those, make them really go down the football field, make them make first downs. Don't give up big plays. And number three, I think they must win the turnover battle. If they win the turnover battle, if they find a way to get pick six or shorten the football field for this offense, you know, turn Ty Simpson's Alabama offense over in their side of the field. They got to do those things. If they can do that, they will have a chance to win the game. They're not going to, you know, be a team that go up there and score 40 points. That just haven't been who they are this season. But so the defense got to help them. You got to create turnovers. You got to create short fields. And that can be done playing defense, Christian, or that can be done in the special teams department, which Shane Beamer normally draws things up. You know, they fake a punt. You know, when it's fourth down, they fake a punt at their 48-yard line, and then they're down at the 30. So they keep drives moving. So this is going to be that type of game. As I said, they have nothing to lose. Both coordinators got to be very sharp, got to draw plays, they're going to have to take chances in this type of football game. And you hope that when you do, that they benefit well for you. So they won't be scared. They will compete. They have competed all year long, no matter who they played, whether on the road or at home. They play hard. They do compete. So that's one good thing. You know, it's not the Florida State game that we talked about in week one for the Crimson Tide. These guys play hard, and they will compete. So they're going to be excited. They know that this is their season, really. They need to get an upset win. If they're going to maybe have a chance to get 6 to 7 wins, they have to upset Alabama because if they lose, things are going to look very, very slim for this football team the remaining of the year.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest here, I mean, they might as well just be prepared to look ahead at some of the other games they have because they're going to take it on an Alabama team that's been red hot, you know, running through a gauntlet, right? 4 straight ranked wins now. They get us on the end of this part of it, right? Because we will have a bye week, then go through another, a little bit smaller of a gauntlet. Just a little bit smaller. One less game, maybe. But that being said, maybe they catch Alabama a little fatigued, both physically and mentally, right? I mean, the roller coaster of the get back, first of all, beating Georgia on the road, and then the get back game versus Vanderbilt, get back versus Tennessee, going on the road and facing a tough Missouri team. So I don't know. I mean, hopefully we're not too, wound down.
All I'm going to say, you know, I've been listening when I haven't been on. Y'all, I mean, there's a lot of chapstick flowing right now. I mean, y'all have extra orders of chapstick, and rightfully so. Y'all have a right to lubricate all the chapstick that's going around right now. But what you got to be careful of, I'm just trying to tell you, this is a dangerous game. I know about Georgia. I know about Tennessee, Vandy, all the big wins that they have had. Very impressive for Alabama. But I understand one thing. Coming here to Columbia, South Carolina, as what I said with Florida State. Florida State was not a great team, but they were highly motivated and wanted to win this football game more than Alabama was. This is going to be the case on Saturday. I'm just trying to tell you. So if they're not able to handle the pressure, if they come in there with lackadaisical and not looking at it like, you know what, forget who the jersey says they are. We just got to go out and play and be Alabama. If they come with any other mindset other than that, they have an opportunity to get upset. And South Carolina can, guys. I'm going to say it again. They can upset them. They got enough pieces. They got enough players to get things done. Again, I don't think that they will, okay, for those that's going to hear what they want to hear. Well, hear this. I don't think they will. I hope they will and find a way to win this football game. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to be ready. They're looking to pull an upset. They know they have to win. It's a must win for these Gamecocks here in Columbia. And if they want to change their season around, get to 500, beating Alabama now, a top five team, could just leapfrog them and to do some good things down the road. That's all I'm saying. I don't expect it, but it is possible. It is possible.
We'll definitely have to see. I'll be the first one to admit I have been chapsticking this week, but that's because of what I've seen on tape, man. And it's hard for. But I will also agree with you. Anything is possible, 1,000%. That's why I always have made it clear. Although I'm chapsticking, although I feel like we should not lose this game, I've already pointed out when we did the conversation about the trap game. I pointed out what could happen that would make something like an upset come to fruition, right? And I think if we played uncharacteristic, we turned the football over, right? We Ty doesn't play great, you know what I mean? It's just like a turn the ball over. And then the other big piece on the other side is if we just don't have any answer for Lenora Sellers and he's just running all over the place and he looks like Superman out there, I think that's really one of the few ways you actually see this being an upset. Outside of that, man,
That was last year. 16 for South Carolina is due for a breakout. Will this be the game? This game could put him back in the position where he needs to be. That's all I'm saying. I'm just all I'm saying.
He better take that offensive line unit. Don't sleep on him, dog.
I'm gonna be down there in their ear. I'm gonna be down there in their ear.
And they ain't hearing none of that crap. Ball spinning by their head with Ty putting that zip on it to Ryan, Isaiah, and Bernard. That's what they're gonna hear. That whistle, that football.
He better hope Dylan Stewart don't play because Proctor
will have many
lookout blocks. Look out, Ty. He better hope that hip don't get right. I'm just saying, I'm going to lay hands on him right now.
He'll be fine, but he's going to be running into some shoulders by Jam and Quavis. All right, we got to get out of here. Appreciate everybody on this Thursday. We'll see you guys tomorrow for Prediction Friday right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC.